Good morning, Neil here with the Off the Lip Radio Show, and this is my series, Who's Who in Santa Cruz, and I invited this lady back. Who are you?
Shanna Kemple.
She was the first Who's Who in Santa Cruz video, but she was working then, and now she's celebrating retirement. She looks like she's 23 years old and she's retired. So, after retired from where and what? Tell us a little bit about it, and what's been going on, How did it end?
It ends. So I hit my 30-year anniversary as a firefighter with Santa Clara County Fire Department.
30 years.
30 years on Saturday, March 23rd. And
did they push you out the door, or was it a decision that you made?
It's a decision that I made.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And then I totally have 36 years in the fire service. So really done that my whole entire adult life. And I think we said last time, I literally am looking forward to the next chapter, the next career.
Which is maybe your art, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Painting and doing plein air landscape painting. And
surfing.
And surfing, yeah.
Out here, she's going to be out here, folks, right here. So you want to come talk to her, she's going to be either here or she's going to be doing some painting somewhere in Capitola.
Yeah, so first plans on deck are on Monday next week, I'll be on a plane to South Island, New Zealand. For a 2-week painting trip.
You can go see my sister.
Yes. Milford Sound.
Angela, she's coming. Oh, you're going to go to the old Milford Sound?
Milford Sound.
Have you been before?
No, I've only been to the
North Island. Your mouth will be open for 2 weeks going,
can't believe this place exists.
Yeah,
I need to step up my painting game because it looks like the scale of it is just hard to understand.
Yeah. I can't sit here and describe you the mountains beside. I'll never forget the mountains close by were called the Remarkables.
Okay.
What a great name for a set of mountains.
Wonderful.
You know?
Yeah, it's going to be
Queenstown. Are you going to go to Queenstown?
I am going to go to Queenstown, yes. So that's the first trip. And then I do have a show up right now at Capitola Wine Bar.
Okay.
I just put up a series of new paintings. A lot of them are kind of a fire sky, that Dawn Patrol fire sky from Capitola.
Yeah.
That we get all winter.
Yeah.
Just honing those skills. Still wanting to get out there, get hiking, stay fit, but definitely...
Yeah.
No more fire.
Let me ask you, during the 30 years, what was your most harrowing moment?
Some of the big deployment fires, the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa in 2017, we kind of rolled up in the early hours of that fire, and it looked like Armageddon. I mean, the Home Depot was burning, the Hilton was burning, cars were burning in the street. Everywhere we went was just commercial stretches were on fire. I think they lost over 6,000 homes. So being there in the early days of that, just trying to do good.
How do you fight through that? How do you roll up to that? And it's obviously it's extremely sad.
Yeah.
How do you work in such a sad state of mind?
So you go into a different mindset. So we rolled into a neighborhood, and I have video of it, and it's at least 50 homes are on the ground burning already. And we have 5 engines when we come up, and there was 5 houses left in that neighborhood. So we just put 1 engine on each house and just save it from the other house. So we lost 50. We already know they're gone,
yeah.
And we saved 5. And somehow we feel like, okay, well, we did some good. And
yeah.
That's what we were told. Just
yeah.
do as much
good.
It'd
be tough to drive home knowing you've lost, almost,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult.
And then also the Paradise Fire was very similar to that, where
yeah.
we knew that people didn't make it out. And you know, didn't get out in time. And once you start to realize that people were trapped, then
yeah.
it gets a little bit. You know, we saw a school bus.
What's different in the fire department from when your first day as a rookie to the day the day you left? Is the technology different, or it seems like it's very.
We definitely technology.
Yeah.
I think there's so much more information for us now versus we used to roll out on a Thomas Brothers map, and that's how you'd navigate your way all across the state. And now, of course, you have Google Maps. You have
so many. It's quicker to get, obviously, yeah. So
yeah.
Before you had to pull out, that's right, before you had to pull out a map, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, there's programs out there, you know, Gaia, Avenza, so you can see all the forest roads that you're traveling on versus
yeah.
just, you know, hopefully you have a good map or stopping at a gas station and
yeah.
buying maps on the way into a city.
Yeah.
So technology's there. The work hasn't changed much. Obviously, the weather conditions, you know, in the last few years, maybe we're getting rain now, which is great, but... Those years of those extreme fires, really like not a lot you could do.
What will you miss the most, do you think?
The people I work with, it's such a social environment.
Yeah.
Sitting around the table with, you know, for 30 years you're in the same career. So obviously as you're leaving, these 20-year-olds are coming in, and you know, just funny jokes about, like, you've seen this movie, right? What do you mean you haven't seen this movie? Like, we'll make a reference, and they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I go, you need to go watch The Shining. You have to. You have to go watch The Shining. So just that, and you know, but those friends, those bonds you make are a lifetime, and so I, you know, I'll keep in contact.
I noticed the other night those bonds were a lifetime.
We did celebrate on Monday.
You were celebrating on Monday. Yeah.
Tuesday was a jump in the ocean just to reset. Sometimes you need that. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for, obviously, you know, I'm sure many of us here in Capitola want to thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And is it a special place?
Yes.
You know, I don't want to come home and give it my love. My sister lives down there with all my family.
Wonderful.
Thanks for your service. Thanks for doing this video, and good luck to you. See you soon.
Thank you, Neil. Yeah, come take a painting class.
I shall. I want to do that badly.
You should. It's really fun.
I do.
I love teaching art.
Now, have you taught me this? How can people, do you teach it?
I do teach art,
Let's get that out there.
Yeah, so through my social media, Shanna Kemple 18 on Instagram and Facebook, I'll post that I'm teaching a class. I'm going to start teaching more at Palace Arts during the week. And then.
Right here?
Yeah, Palace Arts over on 41st, they have a place to take classes, and it's just a real, it's another way to give back, let people understand how, I don't know, how good it is for your soul to create art, make things, and I'll be putting that on my social media, so look me up, friend me, and we'll...
And you're on social media, you're on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you spell your name?
Shanna Kemple, SHANNAKUEMPEL.
Okay, and then it's on Instagram at...
Shanna Kemple 18.
Here's the K. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Neil.